Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Food for Your Soul. We are your host, Elder and Evangelist White. Please go with us with the word of prayer. Dear God, I just want to thank you for being God in our life. Thank you for allowing us to have a press in our spirit. God, I ask that you touch the hearts of your people who are in a season of drought. I ask that you bring it to their remembrance that you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and you know all the in-between. And in due season, you will make their wilderness have rivers flowing of living water. I ask that you flow through Elder and I this morning with the word that you have given us. We thank you in advance for answered prayers. It is in Jesus' sweet name that we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning, good people. Good morning, Elder.
Good morning, Evangelist.
How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I am blessed. Highly favored, on top, and still rising.
Amen.
I am still rising from last Sunday, Elder, actually.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amazing service.
Yes, it was. The topic that God has given us this morning is Don't Look Back. Mm. Oh, boy. It is okay to remember the past, but we were never meant to live there. Our past brought us to the present. Our present is moving toward the future, not backwards to our past. Why do you think God placed our eyes in front of us and not behind us? Mm. The God Almighty designed us humans to look forward, not backwards. There is so much damage that is done when one looks back and lives in their yesterday.
Amen. Amen.
I have a few scriptures and so forth, Elder, but, you know, one of the things that I was thinking about is the damage and the growth that stops when you look back. I even think about, you know, how God brought them out of Egypt. But how their mindset never came out of Egypt.
Amen.
And so they continued, you know, the first thing when God brought them out of Egypt that they started to do is complain about the yesterday, about the water, about the food. They just complained. And even when God provided them with it, they still started complaining about yesterday.
Amen.
What do you think about Don't Look Back, Elder?
Well, when you look back, you can't move forward.
That's right.
And when you don't move forward, you can't see what the end, which only God knows, is going to be. And because we don't know a lot of times the things that God knows,
yes,
which is in his hand, that has to do everything with our future.
Yes.
If you don't have a good, strong relationship with God,
yes,
and don't trust him, then there's always that fear that creeps in for not knowing what is ahead. That's why the Bible says that we walk by faith,
yes,
not by sight.
Mm.
It is the very thing that gets us closer to God, is the fact that he knows what the end is going to be. And the end of a thing is always better than the beginning.
That's right.
But what we don't want to go through is that we don't want to go through the steps,
yeah,
and the process to move forward. And it's more comfortable to stay in what we are comfortable with, what,
yes,
we've known, what we have experienced.
Yes.
And we can live in that,
mm-hmm,
but you can't grow in that.
That's right.
You can't live in that. There's always a need to move forward,
yeah,
to grow. Anything that is living,
mm,
has to grow.
Yes.
You
even
know,
a baby.
Even a baby, you know, can't stay a baby.
That's right.
It must grow. It must move forward.
Yeah.
So it is a mindset.
Mm.
It is a choice.
And, you know, Elder, I'm so glad that you brought that up, because that's what I was giving the example about, the children coming from Egypt. You know, we say we want to be free, yet we stay in prison. We have a prison that we have created in our own mind. Oftentimes, if you have not received deliverance in your mind, you will keep a slave mentality. there is a transition that is necessary from dependence and slavery to independence and freedom. We have to let go of our self-defeating attitudes. They must die before we can move into freedom and responsibility of spiritual adulthood. The course of life leads us forward to the promised land, not backwards to slavery in Egypt.
Amen.
I want to go to the scripture, Elder, that I know you and a lot of our readers are familiar with. That's Genesis 19. 26 is where I want to hit, but 17 is where I really want to go because, and those are not familiar, this is about Lot and his wife, you know, and the warning that they got, you know, he got with his wife and two daughters, the two angels that appeared. And what I said to God was, Lord, even then, you always give a warning before destruction. But there is such an importance. It's like a, you know, a high urgency of not looking back. There is an obedience in not looking back that we don't even take heed to. And in Genesis 19 and 17, it says, and it came to pass when they had brought them forth abroad that he said, escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all thy plains. Escape to the mountains, lest thou be consumed. And then if we go down to 26, it says, but his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. When we are leaving behind destructive situations or evil ways of living, we must leave behind what is now becoming our past. We must keep our focus on moving forward. If one looks back to their old life with longing or curiosity or any desire that keeps our mind focused on the life and people we are leaving, it is much too easy to slip right back into old pattern, the old addiction, the old association with people who drag us down. It may or may not kill us physically, but it will bring us to a paralyzed, salt-encrusted spiritual death. Once we look back, it becomes even harder to move forward than it was before. And it does not really say exactly the reason why she looked back. So one can only come up with their own interpretation and ideas. But what I looked at more than anything is it was two daughters and Lot as well with her. And they all had the same desire of loving that place that they were at. And they all at any given time could have looked back. But there was an obedience. And they heard the alarm that, look, don't you look back, go forward, and I'm telling you where to go for escape. Elder, I think oftentimes we look back, and we do go back for a longing. We do go back for a do-over. We do look back for a desire. And oftentimes the very thing that God is trying to have us leave in the past, we continue to bring and try to bring with us in our now and in our future. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I thought about the importance of, number one, the wife. I thought about, you know, the obedience,
yes,
that is required,
yes,
you know, when those commands came.
Yes.
But as leaders, especially,
yes,
when we don't do, you know, what we're supposed to do, you brought up a good point with the children, the daughters and the sons, those who were with,
yes,
Lot had an opportunity,
yes,
also,
yes,
but to whom much is given, much is required.
Right.
You know, and the longer we, you know, the more that we have access to the Word of God,
yes,
you know, I think that the penalties that we face goes a lot deeper than those who may not know.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, we don't know what would have happened if the children of those who were younger would have looked back. What,
exactly,
would have happened?
Exactly.
And like you said, it's just left for interpretation,
yes,
to see it. But I thought about the wife and one who was with Lot and,
yes,
one who probably knew God in a,
yes,
more intimate way,
yes,
based upon what was going on in the city and how God had operated and moved.
Yeah.
And when God tells us to do certain things, especially to whom much is given, when much is required, when it comes down to obedience, it's very important that, you know, that we obey this thing to the letter.
Amen. And, you know, Elder, my question for all of us on today is what has God told you to let go of that you keep looking back? Mm-hmm. Obedience is better than sacrifice. What has God told you to do that you keep not doing? You know, the thing about looking back is it stops you. And if you're so busy looking back, you're going to bump into something or you're going to miss something that you were supposed to see on your way. Oftentimes, the very thing that we are trying to hold on to is the very thing that God is trying to have us let go of.
That's right.
And I'm going to be honest with you, Elder, if I can go a little bit deeper. It's easier for me not to grow as a saint. It's easy for me to stay a baby. Because if I come into the place, because you were talking about being comfortable, and I'm comfortable as a baby saint. If I start getting, having to grow and I got to start, you know, then it's going to be on me. I'm going to have to start, you know, defending. I'm going to start having to get in the word. I'm going to start having to pray. I'm going to start having to do things on my own. So it's easier to have that mentality that I want to depend on somebody else opposed to doing the work myself.
Amen.
But the problem is it is an individual walk to Christ. And so what's happened in my past has happened. It's the past for a reason. And my past is something, I believe, our past is something that is supposed to shape us. It is something that is supposed to be used like as a guide, as an instrument of where we were and where we are going. Oh, my God, we don't even know what God has before us. But because we continue, Elder, to keep looking back, because we have that slave mentality that keeps going back to Egypt, we never, ever truly get to see the promised land.
Amen.
We never get to get everything that God has for us because we're so busy living in our yesterday.
Amen. You know, it's just like, you know, when the question came, how long are you going to be stuck?
Yes.
On these two opinions, you know, it's either God is God and He's real.
That's right.
In your life,
ooh.
Or He's not.
That's right.
You know, and so many times when we struggle with fear, and that's basically
exactly
the thing that is stopping us,
yes,
from moving forward. It is a fear.
Yes.
And anytime you have fear, and the Bible says that God has not given us the spirit of fear.
That's right.
But that of power, love, and a sound mind.
That's right.
And when you are fearful, or when you do not move according to having a trust and belief in God, it just comes back down to your unbelief.
That's right.
And if we're not moving forward, you can believe that there's some issues there with unbelief in God. So God always comes back and says, you know, I understand. You know, God knows what you've been through.
Mm.
God knows what you came out of because it was Him that brought you out.
That's right.
And He brought you out so that He can take you to another level.
That's right.
So that we can move forward and so that God can do a new thing.
Yes.
And showing His glory.
Yes.
At another level, at yes. another dimension.
Yes.
You understand? But the higher you go, you know, also there's also going to be that demonic attack that you're going to go through at a higher level too.
That's right.
So we have to understand that comes with the territory.
Yes, it does.
You know, but it's something about, you know what I'm saying, feeling good about being at a place where you know you have advanced.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So there's strength and power when we are moving forward, in which we can give God a greater appreciation because it took faith. That's what the Bible says. It is
right.
impossible to please God without faith.
That's right.
You know, we who come to Him must believe that He is and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So we are constantly seeking Him for the peace and for the things that we need to be able to keep moving forward.
And, you know, Elder, that's just like a kid in school. You know, you look kind of silly, 17, still in kindergarten. You know, everything is supposed to move forward. It is a reason why we are supposed to grow. You know, one of the other areas that God had me go to was in Luke 11:24-26. It is not enough just to move away from the old destructive life and associations. We must also move forward in life, filling the holes left by our old habits with new patterns of living, new and more spiritual and healthy friends and family, new and more constructive activities. If we do not do this and we leave our spiritual home empty, meaning it's clean, we swept it, we even decorated it up a little bit, but we didn't fill it with the right things. And Luke 11:24-26 read, and it's in red, "When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. He said, I will return unto my house whence I came out. And when he cometh, he findeth swept and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first state." I had to break it down even in the natural. So, you get to a place where you said, I'm going to let go of my past, and you empty yourself. You know, we empty ourselves before the Lord. You know, we cleaning it out and everything, Elder. We decorate it up and everything. And that spirit done went out into the world and said, man, you know, everybody else is occupied with God. Let me go back where I came from. And they come back and they said, oh, man, party over here. You know, this look a little bit better than it was before because it's clean. And you know what? I'm going to go get seven more friends. And we finna get up in here and we finna tear this temple up. And you leave off in a worse state. It is so important to fill yourself with God. When he starts delivering you from your past and he starts delivering you from things that once had you in bondage, you can't just be delivered and not get filled with God. Something that is empty, something has to take its place. Mm-hmm. And if you don't let God do it, the devil's show is on his job, and he's going to try to fill it, but he's going to bring in seven more.
Amen.
Can you imagine?
Amen. Yeah. You know, when you're not moving forward, you know, evangelist,
yeah,
it means you're being complacent.
That's right.
You're either going back,
yep,
or you're complacent.
Yes.
And anything that just sits,
yes,
and is complacent or is not growing, it dies.
Yeah.
It rusts.
Yes.
You know, if you take a car and you just leave that car out there and you don't do nothing with it, the weather, the things, that time that's passing by, you're going to know that, you know what I mean, that time has passed by,
right,
and has damaged and has moved and has affected,
yes,
anything that is sitting still.
Yes.
You know, if you're around a core of people.
Yes. Come on, Elder.
And we see that there are folks that is not growing.
Yes.
Now, we live with you. We work with you.
We
minister with you. We,
yes,
labor with you.
Yes, yes.
You know, and when you are not growing, then there's something wrong.
That's right.
And it shows. It's not,
yes,
a judgment call. We,
yes,
got this thing with, you know, well, you judge. I'm not judging you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, even when Jesus knew at a certain season that there should have been some figs on a tree.
Yes.
And when he came out there and there were no figs, and he cursed it because why? Because, yes, at the time that it should have been producing,
come on,
it did not have any figs.
Mm.
So he cursed it.
That's right.
You see? And it's the same thing with us. You know what I'm saying? But nothing has to happen. It's a law.
That's
if
right.
You are not doing what you're supposed to, it's a law.
That's right.
And it's a law that has been ordained by God.
That's right.
And let me tell you something. Time is not going to take a time out to wait on you to get right.
Amen.
Time is not going to wait on you, you know, to make up your mind.
That's right.
When God has already given you signs and wonders,
come
he already
on,
showed you
warning
what he's going to do. He already saved you and bought you out.
Yes.
And you got the audacity,
come on,
to not keep moving.
Yes.
The Bible says if any man be in Christ,
yes,
he is a new creature.
That's right.
Old things,
come on,
are passed away.
Right. Oh.
And behold, all things become new.
Amen.
So this is not a thing that we just do or we don't do or we have choice to do, you know, even though it is a choice to move forward.
That's right.
But when you got the Spirit of God dwelling on the inside of you, you understand what I'm saying? There's going to be a need to move. And you know what? You ain't going to let nothing stop you.
That's right. And, you know, Elder, that's good. I wonder how many of us would be further ahead if we would stop. I'm not telling us not to pray and intercede for people, but we all are together in the same place. You know, Lot and his wife and children were all heard the same thing. Y'all need to go forward, do not look back, or you going to be consumed. Now, you don't think he didn't have a desire to say, oh, man, baby, you know, and Lot kept doing what?
He kept moving. He kept moving forward.
So if he can do it with his wife, my God.
And I know
good God is on. How come those of us keep trying to look back? You know, I'm going to just keep it out there, Elder, because you know one thing about evangelists. I like to keep it 100. How many folks leave? And I'm not just talking about in the church. I'm talking about friends. I'm talking about family. I'm talking about brothers and sisters in Christ, men, women, and we keep chasing them, trying to go back and get them. And oftentimes, you have no idea what God is doing or what God has already spoken to them. You don't know how many times they've already had a talk with God, and he said, okay, look, now I'm going to give you another warning. Do not do this again. Don't you look back again. You better move forward. And what we do is we go try to put an S on our chest and save the day. And there's only one true Savior. What we're supposed to do is intercede. We're supposed to pray. We are supposed to be an example. But if I'm running a marathon, Elder, I love you, baby. But if we're running a marathon, and then you know, once you run it real good and pass, and you know you pass it to me.
The baton.
Yes, I can't look back and see, you know, how well your running is and how you wind it. All I know is I got the baton in my hand. I got to go forward. I got to run because I'm trying to run my race. And I'm staying in my lane, and I don't want to look at behind. I want to look what's forward. If we can just keep that mental picture and run our race that is before us, I ain't never seen a person running backwards, trying to go to the place where they had already left. They're trying to press and be the first one.
Amen. And it's a principle. You know, if I was to piggyback off of that, I would talk about what the Apostle Paul said in Philippians 3:13. You know, when he said, brethren, I count myself not.
Yes.
He said, I count not myself
yes.
to have apprehended. In other words, you know what I'm saying? I know that I have not arrived.
Yes.
Even as deep as Paul
Jesus.
Was, he said, but this one thing I do. Now,
Come
he
on.
Said, this one thing now,
this one
I got
thing
it.
I know. I got this
one thing, I got it.
Boy.
And what did he say? This one thing I got, I'm forgetting those things which are what? Behind.
Yes.
And I'm reaching forth onto those things which are before.
Yes.
And he said, I press toward the mark.
Yes.
For the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, we usually stop there.
Yes.
But if you keep on going, he said, let us therefore as many as be perfect.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's mature.
Yes.
You know, and so when I think about perfect,
yes.
I'm thinking about this one thing I do.
Yes.
This one thing I know to do.
Yes.
That I got perfect.
Come on.
That I'm mature in. I'm straight in that.
I show
it. I'm forgetting those things
yes.
which are behind me.
Yes.
I ain't got time to hold on to nothing.
No.
That Paul got that part.
Come on.
You see, and he said, be thus minded.
Jesus.
Because this thing is a mindset.
Yes.
Moving forward is a mindset. I have
yes.
already made up mind
yes.
that no matter come hell or high water,
yes.
come anything my way, I'm going to move forward.
That's
I
right.
love you.
Yes.
I like you. I
yes.
want to work with you.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? But I got to move forward
yes.
because I'm pressing toward a mark. I'm trying to get someplace
That's right.
in God.
And
it ain't got nothing to do with you. It's
Jesus.
Nothing personal.
Yes.
But I got to go.
Yes.
You understand what I mean? I want you to come with me.
Yes, but if you don't.
But if you don't, You know what I'm saying? Our pastor, that's, you see, we deal with we deal with Lot's wife, but we don't deal with what it took Lot
to have to, man,
have
to
keep
his
on
wife.
Moving and not look back.
He
either.
Sure did too, though.
Baby, I know you. You know, he kept sure
going.
Kept on going.
Jesus,
kids
and
too,
elder, and you know the very thing is oftentimes the devil. You know, we got to get this thing. He is going to use circumstances and people to remind us of our past and where we came from. And if you sit, if I sit with you long enough and I start reminiscing, you know, hey, and I start thinking, that old mindset comes in, mm-hmm. that old ways come in. I start looking at old habits. I start thinking about old things that ain't got nothing to do with my kingdom mind and my kingdom building.
Absolutely, absolutely. But look at this example. Jesus, knowing that he had to go to the cross, and what Peter do? Here come Peter. He's like, oh, no, you ain't going to die.
Right?
You're not going to do it.
Prophesying.
What Jesus said, get thee behind me.
Satan.
Jesus. Get thee behind me. See,
and
sometimes when folk try to play on your emotional to try to stop you, that's a trick of the enemy.
Yes,
see, the enemy
is.
Wants to come and get you all emotionally caught up and folk and people and things to stop you from running your race,
that's
to stop
right.
you from moving forward.
That's
and what
right.
you got to do is the same thing, Jesus, get thee behind me.
That's right.
Satan.
That's right.
You know what? Because I have a race that I have to run.
And you know,
I got things that I got to
Jesus.
Do.
And Elder, let me tell you, Proverbs 26:11 says, as a dog returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly. Only a dog will throw something up and go back up and smell it and eat it again. I'm just saying, that's an animal. That's a wild way of thinking. Anything I throw up, I want it to go into the toilet and I want to flush.
That's right.
I'm not going to eat it again.
Listen to this. You're absolutely right, and I know time is winding down soon. Listen to this. We have to know when to let some things go. In other words, die.
Oh, my God.
So that God can resurrect it.
Jesus.
See, some things that we let go, Jesus. We're letting God be God so that he can do what he do. We stand in the way.
That's right.
So many times of a mighty move of God from happening in our lives, from happening in other people's lives.
Yes.
Because like you alluded to earlier, we want to be, you know, we want to be God.
Come on.
We want to be God. We many times become a hindrance to what God wants to do because we want to fix everything.
Jesus.
That's why we don't forgive and move forward, because we not only look back, but we hold back.
Come on, elder.
And we hold back because we're fearful, we're hurt,
Jesus.
We're prideful, we're stubborn,
yes.
we're stiff-necked.
Yes, goats.
You see, when you don't move forward, that means you holding back.
Yes, yes. And you know what, Elder, and even in that holding back, you in the end don't hurt nobody but yourself.
Amen.
See, one thing about evangelists, and those of you who know me, I truly love the Lord. And if there's anything, like Paul was saying, I don't know everything, but one thing I know obedience. And I know when God has told me to let go of something and move forward, or that very thing is going to send me down.
Better
see, you better start looking around and seeing who has connected themselves to you and who is supposed to be disconnected. And you keep wondering how come you so tired and you so drained. It's because folks is dragging you down and they're trying to hold you back from going to what God has promised
but
you.
But that's your fault.
Come on.
Because if I'm moving forward, that means that I'm breaking loose from things that got itself attached to
Amen.
Me that don't need to be on me.
Amen. And I'm going to close with this scripture, Isaiah 43:18-19. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And that was our prayer in the opening up. God wants to do a new thing. If our life is empty, our old habits come roaring back, and we will be worse off than we started. If we want to make a better change for your life, don't look back. God is waiting for you in today, not in yesterday.
Amen.
We thank you for taking the time to come in and join us this morning. We are sorry that our time is out. If God says the same, we will be back again next Saturday, 7 a.m. If nobody else tells you, God loves you, and so do we. I am Evangelist White.
I'm Elder White.
And we are signing out. Godspeed. Amen.
Amen.